Blog Talk Radio.
Hey.
Hey, we're ready.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Jethro, and I want to thank all of you that are listening in tonight to Psychics Gone Wild at 773-897-6461. We have to tease you, and I say we, because I have a phenomenal hostess tonight, and those of you know her as the medium community activist. She's been communing with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8, and since then on radio, film, and TV, she's worked across the America, specializing in working with energy and the flow of people. The one, the phenomenal Patty Negri. Patty, how are you doing tonight?
I am excellent, Jethro. How are you this fine and wild Friday?
Really good at just teasing everyone. I want all of you fans to know that tomorrow Psyche Jethro is going to quit being a penny pincher and go computer shopping. I think that's the major thing we're having. I have tried everything tonight. Other people were telling me, they said, Jethro, everything's working fine, but just my stuff seems to be silly. So you guys, I apologize. I got a lot of you guys calling. It's on. The show's on. Those of you contacting our friends will send you over to the site. And just having a fun Friday. Patty, we did a circle tonight, and we were discussing the different energies and how people can feel and sense at different vibrations. And I had a person tell me tonight that they're working with four or five mediums together, putting together an energy, and they're really resonating with it better. Would you say it's true that a medium would be stronger as a solitaire or with a group? What's your opinion on that?
Oh, well, that's a good question. My experience in a group, I mean, so often we work alone. As you know, we're working with people in one-on-one, and that's the right thing to do, especially one-on-one things if you're really working with an individual person. But the experience I've had, like what you and I did when we were back in September at the Revive Your Spirit conference, or I've just done a several lately with fellow Federation members like Sunhi and Chinhe and Suzanne Grace. And there is power in numbers, I must say, when you have in one group, one room, one stage, one sitting around a circle together, a whole group, it does seem to amplify.
Yeah. I love the ESP psychics, and with American Federation working together, it was so much fun. I do agree, you know, that watching when we were out there, it was so good to see the different energies, and I'm glad to hear it, because I had some people tonight that are listening in. We've got a lot of you guys. Keep, you know, tune in to 773-897-6461. I know a lot of you iTunes friends are having a little bit of trouble that you said that they weren't able to get into the situation of getting the radio in, but if you listen in, you'll be able to hear us, and you can call in. If you push the 1 button, they will let you into the queue for, as if you do just to listen, and it does happen sometimes, just say, you know, that you're listening. I had people tell me that they're so worried to call it. We've got quite a few of different ones that are collecting their little bit of their energies to do it. We have a good queue, but we do help, you know, where we read different individuals. So if you've called in the last week, I ask you to just kind of pass or let someone else take a little bit of that energy with it. There's always enough of us to go around, and you know, if you know the answer and you've had like 4 times someone tell you with that reading, please make sure that you also are adding in with your time so that you're not getting the same thing. Patty, what would you say if someone's having a situation in their life that's very stressful, what would you suggest as a reader? If they want a second opinion, or do you think they should go maybe 3 or 4? What is your idea on that?
That they're having an issue in that's not resolving? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and so they go to a couple of readers. How many would you say you really need?
Well, if you've gone to more than a few and you're not getting an answer, I would say you're either really were bad at picking your readers, or you're not listening, which is probably the ding, ding, ding on the bell. Maybe you're not really hearing what they're saying. I mean, I understand picking one or two bad readers. Not that they're bad, but that maybe they just don't gel with you. But if you have gone to several and you keep going and you're not getting a resolution, maybe you're not taking action in the situation working with that reader in their suggestions or what they're saying to do, or you're just not hearing it correctly.
I agree, and those of you tuning in tonight, we've got a lot of fun ones asking. They're going, Patty and Jethro, we want to talk to you guys. Get us in the phone. We will do a little bit of it. We also want to give you a little bit of information, and for those who can't get in, we do the emails. So make sure you put in the emails. This is the fun part of it, that I had someone tell me that they had successfully were able to get in 367 days out of the 365 different readings with psychics off of Blog Talk, and they were letting me know the statistics of what they've got. I know that's a lot of time on their hands, and I'll give them credit because that would be, even with my scientific mind, that's mind-boggling. And I just would be like, okay. But if you know that's what you enjoy, then let's have some fun with it. Tonight, Patty, we had a question last night, and I know that you do deal with the magic realm and the energies, that we had talked about this before on this, but this is a little bit of a different twist on a subject that the person was trying to tell us last night, that they knew that their animals were psychic, and we are going psychics gone wild to the dogs and cats this month, and we're going to be helping animals find homes and putting out a contest for those of you who are listening who have an animal. Send your picture in. We're going to give away some really good prizes to our listeners, whoever has the most likes and people that talk about your picture on there. Send us your picture with your animal and give us permission to put it up. We will put it on our website and run it through our Psychics Gone Wild Facebook pages and marketing. So, Patty, the question the person had was, she says she has a cat that she has worked everything she could, and her cat is not showing any psychic abilities. She was very thoroughly disgusted that she believed that cats were, and we tried to tell her. I feel the cat is trying to tell her it is. I still feel the cat is very psychic.
Well, what it is they're able to see through the veil. Yes, they are psychic. They're able to see things. Have you ever noticed? Maybe she's just missing the signs. Ever notice when your cat's sitting in the corner watching something that isn't there and going round and round, they sometimes get growly or happy or wag their tail or flop their tail? That's signs that a cat really is being psychic and seeing through the veil. So maybe she's not looking close enough. I mean, maybe is she looking for like direct communication, like, hi, Fluffy, how are you doing? Kind of that kind of psychic. What am I going to have for breakfast tomorrow, Fluffy? Because, it's not always like that. But they really are a connection to the other side. So I think, again, it's maybe opening her ears and eyes and heart just a little bit more and sitting with her kitty. Again, not waiting to hear something verbally. We know it's not always like that. But sit lovingly with your kitty, not expectationally pointing, be psychic, damn it. That will close off the kitty, just like, wow, loving, warm, open up, open up, open, open. Meow at the kitty. You become kitty for a while, and then let the see the kitty open up the other side.
Oh, excellent, Patty. I got chills. We got people writing, yes, and this works with your kids, too. We have an indigo child here. I've worked with him for years. Exactly what Patty's saying. We had worked with a friend of ours here in Kansas, and the individual took their son in and was working with us on this in powwows and other ceremony, and their son was very nervous because the father would get disgusted very quickly, and you could see on his face and expression that he was upset. Once we did a little bit of nurturing and energy, their son, David, was able to not only sense energy, but David had been reading auras his whole life and was telling all of us what he knew was coming up. He was dead on. His father learned a new thing. Little patience goes a long way. we're having a great time. Loving it. Patty, tell everybody a little bit. We haven't done this for a little while. I know you guys love with us about it. We've had a couple ask, what's coming up recently in Patty's life? What little fun little exertions can we see Patty doing?
All kinds of fun things. Next week, August 13th, I have an episode of Mansion Hunters, or maybe it's Mansion Finders. No, I think it's Mansion Hunters. I don't know. On the Reels channel. It's a really fun show. It's like they show all these big fancy mansions. And anyway, my episode is I did a seance in the very famous Soudan House, which is a Frank Lloyd Wright house, famous architect, where the Black Dahlia murders took place, which was a big, famous, kind of unsolved, but mass murder in 1940s Hollywood. It was the big first sensational. It was horrid. But it should be really interesting. I walked into this house and literally the energy threw me against the wall. And these three girls came to me. The guy, for most of you don't know anything about it, we're all too young. But the guy who grew up there, he became a police detective. And he is the guy who figured out that his father was the Black Dahlia murderer and a serial killer who killed like a dozen or more women. And he got it all figured out. And he grew up in this house. So I got to meet him and tour the house and do a seance. So that should be really interesting. Actually, when they play that show every week, there's like 1 second of me in every promo at the seance table, doing typical Patty. Whoa. But I'm excited to see that one because I really went into trance state, so I have no idea what it's going to be.
Love it. Oh, my gosh, Patty.
I know. It's going to be so, again, that's such an amazing case itself. And it was hard because we're on a time limitation. But I really helped bring some peace with the people at the table to these three girls who came in. So able to try to bring some light into a horrid situation. And then I just shot Nicole Richie's new show called Candidly Nicole.
Oh my
God. And that's going to air in a week or two after that. It's on VH1. The first one was on Reels. And that was a blast. I got to read Nicole and her friend co-star on the show named Jamie. Sweet young girls. And I was impressed as heck as Nicole Richie. She's funny. She's smart. She's independent. I wasn't expecting a lot. No particular reason. Just like, oh yeah, star's daughter, had her own show since she was a kid. But I was impressed. She's pretty funny, pretty smart.
Excellent.
So I have that. I just shot a vampire film called Black Hearts, which should be coming out soon. I got to play a cult shopkeeper, so that was pretty easy. So I've got a few things out there. Thank you for asking.
I love it. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. We're going a little wilder. We've got a lot of the fans going. We're finding out that what all is happening. And, one thing that Patty was telling us before, she enjoys the fun of the life. That's why we do this. So all of you guys calling in, this is Friday. Let's have a fun time. We got quite a few emails tonight. I was reading them off. We have a email asking Patty to explain to the person that if you're doing magic and things in your life are staying the same, how can you actually see if it's magic or if it's that you're in a tent? Isn't your mind strong enough to make it all happen too?
Yes, magic is working with your mind. It's all about the intent there. So whether you call it spell working, magic, visualization, prayer, witchcraft, it's everything. They're all tools that add to that laser beam pinpoint focus where you're creating magic, whether you're creating a, abundance spell or health or love, or again, whether you're doing it with a vision board or you're doing it with herbs and oils and around a bonfire, the truth behind all of it is it's your intent. It's your intent. Belief, visualization, intent is what makes a spell succeed. If you doubt it's going to work, it's not going to work. If you don't believe it's going to work, no matter what that is.
Love that. And those of you tuning in, remember to ask with Patty, get a time with her, a session, and have those questions. I've had quite a few on Facebook with all of you, and I thank you, new friends. I know that those of you have to follow me now. Just remember that that's a good thing, too, because we're still in there making the connection. And you guys get on there on Facebook, on our Psychics Gone Wild site, or check out, right now we have a really good room on Psychics Gone Wild, and you can go in and join our group if you just type it in. And we are there sharing fun. You have all of us hosts there at different times giving out a little bit of information and sending you to Psychics Gone Wild to get the readings. So we love all of you guys. And all you new people that are tuning in, we're going to go ahead and show you why Psychics Gone Wild has gotten known, and that's giving the little bit of a reading, talking to you a little bit, making the family tie. Make sure you go on PsychicsGoneWild.com to win the prize. We also are known for the fact that we give away free gifts at almost every show, or we give away readings or something of value to show you that we love and appreciate you fans. So you fans that are there, love is on Facebook, and we love you back in return. We've got to start our show out tonight with 603. You're the first caller on the phone. How are you, 603?
Good. How are you guys?
Great.
It's Rose.
Welcome, Rose. How you been?
I'm doing good. I emailed you a new song.
Oh, great. I if you heard earlier, I was trying to get my computer to rattle up. I'm sitting here beating on the side of it. The little gerbil ran away and said, Jethro, I'm out of here. So I will go in and see the email when I get home to my new stuff. But I'm going to get me a computer here again. I need to for what I do. And I'm just so excited. Thank you. Is this another love song?
Yes. Actually, I did a recording of A Thousand Years by Christina Perry.
Oh, excellent. Yay. With your permission, you know, we're going to play that. You guys got to tune in. You know, Rose K, you always send us music. What can me and Patty help you with tonight with your journey?
I have a question. I recently found out that Steve purchased a house. Now, I know that he is not planning on moving from where he is right now, but I'd like to know if he's going to tell me about this and what to expect. I have a lot of anxiety right now.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of came across paperwork.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Okay.
How do you know he's not planning to move to it? Why do you think that?
Because he's talking about things he wants to put in the backyard here, because he just got a new puppy, and he's making just different plans for here and for the yard and for different things. I have my gut feeling is it's an investment, or he's having somebody else who's needed a new place to move into.
Okay. I don't know. You definitely need better communication with this guy, my friend.
Yeah.
That should be your number one, not he bought a house and didn't tell me, is he going to move, is he not going to move. If this for to be any kind of a real relationship, Rose, you've got to be able to talk about stuff like this and ask about
right.
stuff without fearing any kind of retribution. If it's a real relationship, there has to be respect there on both sides. You've got to expect
right.
that. You've got to demand that, or you'll never get anything.
Right. He tends to tell me things at the last minute sometimes, because he knows
that's controlling.
How I get very emotional about different things, and I have this feeling that it's an investment. Or it's for somebody who's been wanting to move out of where they are, and they're going to be paying him, and he's going to be, you know, kind of the landlord thing, because he does a lot of investment. But I know that he isn't planning on moving out of here. I feel very strongly about that.
Okay.
So just,
what your question
I kind
is,
of, I would
what
like to know, you know. Is this going to affect him and I?
Mm.
I'm just curious.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's not a huge big deal that's going to affect him and I, because we're doing really good. Things are good. You know,
it,
we got the new puppy and just things are good.
Okay, but it is going to affect the fact, again, that it's a secretive thing or that it has to be kept. So don't let it come between you. You've got to create the relationship that you guys really can communicate. It's just, I don't want to be harping on you, Rose, at all, but I really, really like you a lot. And I think you're shorting yourself, and you're shorting the relationship, and you're even shorting your expectations of him. I don't know, Jethro,
right.
You know more about this. You want to jump in here?
I agree. I'm with Patty, and I do feel there's something there. I feel like there's something there, and we're both neither one doing it, but I do feel this is a they're telling me this is an awareness for you to do this, that, Rose, there's something going on here, that he is looking at something else. And I'm not trying to say bad about you, but they did tell me it would affect the relationship. The guides are also clearly telling me that you also are dealing with this in a way that is very astronomically causing you a lot of stress, and I feel that you do, like Pax said, the communication. I feel that this is something that he's looking at for an investment. I feel like he's got himself with it, but I also keep feeling that he intends to keep a little bit of aloof, and he's not really got himself in with you like he should be, and I feel that's what you need to look at. I feel that's what they're honestly telling me. You know, we're your friend, and we're doing that to help you. We're not doing it any other thing but out of compassion and love, saying you guys got to sit down and communicate, because I do see him later, like kind of pulling back is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
You know. And I apologize. Okay. It's nothing with you. We love you dearly. It's just sometimes when they show us this stuff, it's like it's hard to know someone because we've now become your friend on Facebook. And my first reaction is like, oh no, he won't. You know, not our Rose. Me and Patty know how to make him be good. We'll call him up and say, we know where you are, buddy. Now chill out. You know, we love you, Rose. You hang in there. Don't get you all so stressed up. You know, do some meditations. And have you listened to Patty? And I love this. You guys know it's my favorite thing to do. I love to tell. Patty, you call it something else. Patty, show me that in a yes. When Patty
does
it,
I've never had my totem done.
Okay.
What is
so
that?
Your totem is your spiritual animal. It's on the other side, and that's part of what's getting you real nervous. You have a cat one. We were talking earlier about him. You have a very beautiful snow panther, is what you have. What they call snow leopard, and that leopard is part of why you're like you are. Have you ever noticed that you're very good with your children, your other people, but you're also a little different with other individuals? You kind of keep yourself to your loof. You also land on your feet, Rose. You've been through so much tense and stress. You could have wrote a sitcom on How We Scream About It, and you still have kept rolling with it. And you have a sense of humor about it.
So I'm a snow panther?
We call it snow leopard. I use the other name.
Snow leopard.
Sometimes, we like to call everything's a panther with a Native American. We like panther, bad boy, so, you know, get them, tear it up. And these people come along and named it leopard, so we'll let them have it. Snow leopard.
So is
yeah.
there somewhere I can read more about this?
Oh, yes. If you type it in the computer, put in totem with it, there's probably 15, 16 books. I swear by Ted Andrews. His book is phenomenal. Animal Speaks is one of the best books out there on it.
Okay.
Awesome. So, we love you, Rose, and thank you for the music. So hang in there. You know.
We love you, Rose.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We got the phones going off the wall, so those of you calling in, grab a hold of that wall, because me and Patty are going to take it to the other edge, okay? Here we go. It's 832. It's Psyche's Gone Wild with you. How are you, 832?
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us? Is this Prince?
Yes, it is. I'm Houston, Texas.
Okay, I gotta tease you, Prince. You're worrying me a little bit. I was like, the phone of his keeps beeping off, and you're pushing people off. Well, you got a new computer system to get in?
No, I just want a general reading. You know, I want to see if you guys can tell me some things about myself, or maybe it's going to happen to me that can enthrall me a little bit.
Well, and we've read for you quite a few times here, so I'd have to pass, Prince. It's nothing personal, but I've done this with you, and I don't want to affect your future. If I keep going in with it, it is enthralling, it is fun, but I do see that sometimes that's also not helping the client, because I don't want the addiction, and I also know with you and the energy that, you know, you need to be enthralled, and I do this to help people for the other part. I know that people do it for entertainment, but I'm physical proof of it. So what I'm getting here for you spiritually is that you've got to take the wheel and start driving the bus to get it to change. And I feel there's a part of you that's kind of hanging out there where you are because you're waiting for it to come get you. When life's something, you got to jump in. You know, they say life.
Well, you said maybe I've been sitting around too much. What would you suggest for me to do to make changes? Do I need to become more social? Do I need to get out more, take whatever opportunities come?
Okay, Prince, you need to start saying yes to life, just yes to life. Somebody say you want to go somewhere, yes. You don't have anybody ask you, you just go out and do it. And you do need to find a little more passion, a little more fire. You know, I work elementally with air and fire and water and earth, kind of the shamanistic way, very similar to Native American, the pagan path, the Peruvian path. You need to see if you're sitting somewhere and you're not moving somewhere, what's lacking? Your earth element, that's your grounding. That's your center. That's your safety. You need earth to feel safe and grounded. But if you have too much earth going on, you don't want to get out of bed. So do you have too much or too little? Your fire element, you know, that's your passion, that's your creativity, that's That's love. That's that grit. You know, you, that's what I think you're lacking, that you need to pump up. Find something that, that passions you. And then your water element, that's your emotions. Are those clogged up? Are those flowing? Your air, that's your intellect. Are you thinking through things? So you want to find that balance of your grounding, your passion, your emotion, and your intellect. And if they're out of balance, see, I mean, get literal with fixing them. If you're not feeling grounded, kick your shoes off. Go walk in the dirt. Sit with a tree. You know, grab a rock. Breathe into it. If your water's not flowing, go run your hands underwater and just say consciously, I'm washing away. I'm opening up the flow of my water. If your head's clogged up, again, how we talked about Hekas or Toni, breath. Breath is air. Take some deep breaths. Do some vowel sounds. Ah, A, E. And same thing for fire, because I think, again, you've got to find a little more passion in your life. You need some fire. You need some fire. You know, sitting with a candle, pull that energy out. It. If you don't have a candle or a bonfire or a fireplace, do some Z sounds. Ooza, aza, ziza, ze, zaza, zuza. There's no right or wrong way to do it, but you'll feel it in the base of your spine, and in 30 seconds it'll start working up your backbone. So again, if you picture your life like the spinning plate on a stick, you're going for balance. Am I grounded enough or not grounded enough? I don't feel safe. Am I too grounded? I can't move. How is my fire? How is my passion? And get literal with it, because you need more action in your life. You create it. Don't give away your power to us. Don't give away your power to psychics or Jethro or me or radio shows. You have to start creating your life. You are the architect of your life. You are the one who has to create it.
You said it,
yeah.
Baby. I mean,
yeah.
I'll say this and get off the phone. Should I? Because that guy called me again. The guy keeps telling me about this, some kind of job that he offers that he has for me. He wants me to do what he's doing, but he keeps saying he's going to, every time I ask him what it is that he do, he'll say, well, I'll take you to my higher-ups and they'll explain it to you. And he keeps saying that it's going to make me a decent amount of money and that it gives back to the communities and stuff, but he won't tell me what it is. His name is Richard or Ricardo or something. And I talked to his wife, and she's pretty much going on about the same thing. I've met her. I've met their daughter. They keep going on about it, but nobody's telling me what it is.
Then it's as shady as it was when you asked us last week. You know,
yeah.
It's obviously multi-level marketing. There's probably some truth and a possibility. But talk about having to have that fire and passion. You really got to get off your butt and work it. If you want to make money on that multi-level marketing, you got to get out there and sell.
Yeah.
And if that's not your personality type, if that's hard for you, it won't work. It just won't work. And the fact that he won't tell you what it is, what does that say of his integrity, of his truth? I'm riled up today.
You got her going, and she's got a good point with you, Prince. Use that energy.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to call you and bore you.
No,
not at all.
Love it, friends. We're sending it to you right now. Don't you feel it? I'm glad that you called. But again, I want you to, put on your big boy pants, pull up those bootstraps, just get out there.
Yeah, you said it, lady. That's what I need to do. You said
yes.
It. I love you guys.
I love you too, friends. We are on the phone, and we are having a time, and I'm going to tease a couple of you guys. I know there's a little magic, or there's maybe a science of the phones. I have a couple of you that are able to jump up in the phone queue completely over others and other without the speed of a bullet, and I got to tease you. Sometimes I think you do that just to enthrall me. Sometimes I think it's the guys, but I love all of you guys calling in, and remember, we are here to help you. So please, know that if there's working with it, we've got the energy. We have a Skype caller tonight. How are you tonight?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Oh, hi. How are you? Well, the summer, it's been slow job-wise, and I'm just wanting to know if you have any insight, like, the next company I work for, is it going to be small, big, or is it going to be north, like a little north of me, south of me, like what, how far, anything you could tell me, because I've applied and places and so far nothing. It's been a slow summer.
Hmm.
Jethro, you want to go? I've been talking a lot today.
Oh, you're ahead on it. It's fine, Patty, and I'm so glad. And I apologize to you guys. I'm not feeling up to par a little bit. I'm having a little bit of it, but it is. I'm having a little bit of stuff with my health a little with this the last couple of days. So I'm just a little woo. So, yes, I am feeling you sit with your job. I need permission from your guides if you'll give me your first name.
Mira.
Mira, I hear the guides telling me that there's a part of what's been happening is that the guides are working with you a little bit. You were pushing too hard. You had some other individuals and some things going on in your life that were not exactly playing out to the point of where you needed to be. And that's what they're telling me. They said that you now are going to be getting, I feel the work is there, but I feel like you're kind of, you're beating at the different door of it. There's a part of your guides that are telling me that you are wanting to do something before in the work, and it's like it isn't just your past, but it's like they want you to try something a little more productive for you, something a little more up the alley of making people feel more happy and working together. And I feel like that you've been trying to hide back in the back or something, you know, with the work.
No, I've been applying, but more the past few weeks.
Okay. I thank you. I'm seeing this with the work that they said it's going to be more of a happier, better job, and they keep showing me that there's. I feel like there's some people or something that you've made contact with that they are looking at it, but I don't see it happening here for just a little while. It looks like they're just now starting to get ready to interview is what they're showing me. I do feel it's there. I just feel that it's not all coming about. Patty, are you seeing anything?
Yeah, one last week I thought was going to call me and. I still haven't heard, you know. I applied last week, exactly.
That's what I feel. I feel it. I just feel that job hasn't, and I don't think it's anything to do with you. I feel like they're still getting their ducks in a row and trying to get together on the interviewing process, or they're trying to get past the stuff they've got. They haven't completely got their all their ducks in a row is what I'm feeling.
I agree with that. And again, even that job you already applied for, I don't think it's decided. That you haven't heard from them doesn't mean you didn't get it. Doesn't mean you did get it, but they haven't decided yet. They're still ducksing and a-rowing, as my friend Jethro says.
No, but I'm saying, do you see when the next job, is it going to be like a little north of me or south?
Mm.
I can get an idea.
Yes.
I'm not getting direction.
They're not telling me, and they're telling me that there is. I feel like at this point in your life, where they're working with you, the guides are. It's one of those parts where they're still working with it. They're also wanting you to put out that extra ump, so they're not telling you. I feel that they've also got a couple of jobs they want you to put in for it to upgrade a little bit or something. And they know that if we were to tell you right now, your energy would focus in that area, and they want you focusing all over. I feel like they want a total change for you, not just the new job, but actually the whole way they're going about getting it. So they're not giving me a direction is what
I get.
Well,
is it going to be like something I see online, or somebody's going to surprise me with a job, or...
I feel online. I feel like it is something that you get on there, and I feel like it's there, and I feel like that it's you've went in and you've put in, and I still feel the one that you've done just hasn't got it. You really were qualified. Everything was there. It's just they're not ready is what I feel. I feel that that's part of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes,
I'm seeing almost like you're asking the wrong questions. It doesn't matter if it's north or south or west or east, really. It's going to come through, but I think you, even on your job interview, you got to, I was just talking about minutes ago, pump it up a little. You've got to pump up that passion, that desire, not neediness. You don't want to sound desperate or needy, but you've got to bring a little more joy, even into your interview process, even if it's just an email, even if whatever, that energy behind it, it feels a little...
Could you see what kind of company it is or anything so I get an idea? Because it's been...
Guides just keep telling me you're asking the wrong questions. Mm-hmm. You're looking in the wrong area versus you know, what can you do? What can you be? How can you in this process?
And so in manifesting and taking it there.
Well, it doesn't really.
Yeah, so I think it's going to come, like Jethro said. I don't know if it's going to be north or south or west or east or a big company or a little company.
Is it going to be soon or?
I do see something coming in, but listen to what I'm saying and the fact that you've got to put a little more oomph in your goomph with it. I hear your frustration, and they're going to hear that too.
Do you have a time frame? Because I can't really afford to be without work.
Well, so that means you really can't afford to not have enough oomph in your goomph. You're the one who makes the difference.
So,
it's crazy as that sounds. Does that make sense, or does that not even make sense? Again, I as hard as it is, and I know these are tough, tough times. Believe me, I know. Same thing here where I live with everybody. Just try to up your attitude about it a little bit, a little less desperation, a little more joy, a little bit more adventure. Like, I don't know if it's going to be north or south or west or east. Let's see if I'm going to get a big company or a little company. And put a little more joy into that. And that's going to show in your energy, and you're going to get a job faster. That's the one message that Spirit keeps telling me.
We love you, and we help. We're going to put some prayers with you, and we understand that, and we go with that. And those of you who do the manifesting, as we were saying, it is a simple matter of mind over it. When you're sitting down doing that, sometimes the hardest task is to raise yourself of all wants. I have a lot of you people writing. We got a lot of support for you there. Please go into Psychics Gone Wild or in Facebook. There's a lot of friends there and ones who will put that to you. If you send to me, I will send you a free abundance prayer. It raises your vibration. It says your SIPs will sail. You will bring it in. A lot of the happening for you is that starting right there, what me and Patty keep saying, is to bring it from within, raise that up, and then that vibration can bring you that job or that work you want. Hope we're helping you. I know sometimes it's a little hard to hear it, but it usually starts right there at home with yourself and what you want to have happen. 956, let's do Psychics Gone Wild with you, 956.
Hi, thank you for having me on the show.
Welcome. This is Jethro and Patty, and you are?
Jennifer.
Welcome, Jennifer. Are you the one that wrote on my site that you've been there before looking for psychic magic?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just messing with you. Gotcha, Jennifer. I just wanted to see if you were checking out. I know you got questions. Come on, let's go a little while. What's going on, Jennifer? What do you want us to look at?
My relationship.
Okay,
are you in a relationship now?
Yes, and I just... I don't know. Sometimes I have my doubts, and sometimes it just seems like everything is going fine. I'm just, like, confused because I don't know whether he's telling me the truth or if he's hiding something or if he's just being honest.
Can we get his first name?
Eddie.
Okay. Jethro, do you want to take this relationship wonderment?
I do feel that, I feel like Eddie is going through a part of energy with you that is a test of your life. I do feel that he is being with you honest, but it's part of that's the challenge of you sitting down and having that trust with him. I keep seeing your eyes are like, when you look at him, you're a little smitten or you're in love with him, and so you're a little awkward. I feel like you're a shy person, Jennifer.
Yes, I am.
And the guides are telling me that this is where the guides have brought him in your life. And he's kind of a fun character. He's got a little bit of a silliness and a way of him that makes you wonder, okay, is he nice like this to others? And I feel he really does love you. I feel he is being good with you. I feel he's being honest, but I feel like the reason that they're doing that, the guides are, is to get you to really open up and talk and work with him and see, because I feel like you've also got some other people or somebody's trying to coach you that's a little jealous. I keep seeing like you have some other friends that are saying stuff or trying to get in your business.
Yeah, always.
Oh, that really makes me cuckoo. It makes me go right over the wall because it's like I understand what also is happening is because of this energy, they're also doing this. But there's really been, people say, oh, I saw what this person I did. I know there are people. Usually they say if you sense that something's going on. I don't feel this with Addie. I feel there's also another individual thing with you of you addressing with him. How we are and what we're going with each other is something very serious and special. And anything else that was outside of it would ruin it. I think that he loves loves you, and what I see with the energy coming back, it's going to let him realize that even if there is other people getting interest or any trying to get attention, it's not. You've not ever caught him with another girl, right?
No, but I know one time he has some friends that he talks to, but he erases the messages. So when he's asleep, I go through his messages. You know, and then, like, he ends up erasing them, but by then I already read them.
And are they provocative?
No, no. But it's like, I wish that he would tell me, and he doesn't. Like, I want to tell him sometimes, but I feel like if I tell him, he's going to say, okay, well, why are you going through my phone?
Right. Fair enough question.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about, today's about communication. Trust has to be earned by all. So even going through his phone, so that really would bother a whole lot of people. And the fact that he's getting things he's not talking about. But it didn't sound like it was a girlfriend or, you know.
No, but I know that his ex is still interested in him. And he has a friend who he's always going to, that his wife is also friends with his ex. So I don't know. That's where he's at right now. And
okay. He'll
only text me, but he won't call me.
Your boyfriend won't call you?
Yeah, he won't call me when he's with him, with that friend.
Oh. I don't know. You guys do need some communication help with yourself. And don't worry about exes. They're with you. Jealousy will kill a relationship faster than, you know, you've got to learn. Again, it's all about trust and learning trust. I'm friends with my exes. I am happily married. I'm friends with ex-boyfriends. I'm friends with ex-husbands. And that's a testament to my husband who trusts me. So don't worry about him being friends with exes because he's with you. And you'll drive them away. People are always going to live into your expectations of them. They just always will. You expect that they're going to cheat. Guess what? They eventually will. You expect that they're not going to.
And I also feel like I'm getting a lot of tests because, like, there's always guys trying to ask me out and stuff like that, or they try to make a move on me, but I just back away. So I don't know if that's part of the test or something.
You're pretty. That's not a test. That's just the fact that you're attractive. And men are men. I love my sex, but sometimes we need to be firmly get a grasp. Guys are always asking. It's part of the thing of it. And I feel that you're very attractive. And I also feel that this is, it's what Patty just said there, and this is the hardest thing for relationships. I have a beautiful woman. I mean, I have someone that, you know, I just adore her definitely. I've teased her lately that she's even working out and just more attractive and more beautiful than when I met her. And the hardest thing for my thing was to look at this and know that she's with me and accept it. And when people do this energy, you know, she gets it all day. Same thing you've got. I feel that that's where the growth and the love, what me and Patty are seeing with the communication. And we joke about it. I actually had someone call and do a kooky phone call now that I've gotten more popular. And it made me laugh. My ex would have had a fit. She'd have been like, well, you did something to cause that. You were on the phone joking with Patty and your giggles said something there to this person to call. And Kay laughed at it. She goes, oh my gosh, you know, she could have worked on her tone a little more. She had a little bit, and we both giggle, like, what, okay, you've done these phone calls before? So that's what we're selling you. You guys work together, and you do this. And when somebody's doing that, you know what? You go, yes, I'm attractive. And I think that that's what's got the insecurity, because people are doing that. But what the real love is, you just know. And I feel that you and him are headed that direction. I think that it's there. I love you, Jennifer, and I'm sorry I teased you when you called in right off the bat that you were someone else. I wanted to shake it up a little bit. You know, I gotta be Henri Jethro, where they think I forgot me, or something.
No, it's
good luck.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Expect communication. You start it, you know.
And that, and they will go. And those of you tuning in tonight, we're going to take and grab a email, psychicsgonewild.com. As we're going through this a minute here, I've had a lot of you tell me tonight that this was very frustrating, the few minutes of waiting for it. And I do apologize once again. It is late at my door, Jethro's door, of my computer and me having this. Other shows aren't going through. Linda Irwin's helping me. We've been working together from, she works on Unseen World. You guys know her on our show. She originally started here with us on Psychics Gone Wild. And we've been working on it. Some of it is some of the things I have on my computer. computer. I have a problem with the systems. Just so you guys know, I do apologize. A lot of you fans are writing me going, Jethro, what's going on? Just be patient with me a little bit. I did tell you I will be getting a new system. I'm going to do what I can on this part. Also know that you guys got to remember when we're doing this fun part of the show, the thing about Fridays or any of the other shows is relax, leave a little bit of energy. There's always one of us doing effort. And I know that a lot of you will text me or write, and it makes sense of where are you, but if I'm on there texting, I'm very multiple task, but I would have to be able to text you at the same time get on. So you guys just be patient. We're coming on, or I will always let you know on Facebook if we can't do a show. We've had a little bit of technical problems with the set, and right now we've got Blog Talk working with me on that. Loving all of you guys. Let's do our Friday show. 315, you're on live. Here we go. Okay, 315 was taken by a big parrot. You don't know who he was, but bring him back. Bring back our people. How about 706? 706, you're on Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you doing tonight, 706?
I'm doing great, Jethro. It's Mary Ellen. How you doing?
Great, Mary Ellen. It's been a while. I always worry when you guys don't call in. You know, I'm like that. We tease these people. Don't get jealous. And then you guys are like, whose show are you listening to? Why are you not calling me? I love you. It's so good to hear from you. You got me and Patty on Friday night. Are you? Is it okay? Are we sounding all right, or do we need a little therapy?
No, you're good. God, I love
well, it.
Well, it's not.
Just make
stop
you laugh.
Here.
I have been trying to get. I've sent several texts to a friend of mine, Patrick, and he always responds. And I don't know what is going on with him. I'm worried. I'm just really concerned about him because it's just not like him. And, you know, yeah. So anyways, I was just wondering if he is all right, if he's, you know.
Can you call?
I won't call his office because, I mean, I just think that that's, I think there's an issue with somebody in his office because when he came to visit, he keeps saying, you know, not to say that he doesn't want her to know what is going on. I think she has always been controlling a little bit. I mean, and it's not like a relationship thing. It's, I mean, she's been with him for a long time in his office. And so that's why I won't call the office. I have called his cell. I left him a message just jokingly and telling him that if he didn't call me or text me, I was going to snatch him bald-headed. And that's my humor with him. I mean, he's been up to visit my husband and I, and we were very close with, you know, with I was very close with him and his wife, and she passed. And I know he's had a very difficult time. And he was supposed to come up in the spring and, you know, we're actually supposed to come up in February, and that got backlogged and then the spring. And it's like all of a sudden, I just don't know. I mean, I'm really very worried about him. Everybody's quiet. That's not a good sign. So I didn't know if maybe something from Sheila, or, you know, his wife, if, you know, if, I mean, if she comes through or.
I'm getting, he's striving for balance in something.
Yeah.
That he's, whether, how recently ago did his wife pass?
It was 2 years in January.
Okay. And you guys are just friends, right?
Oh, yeah, we're very good friends. We're very good friends. I mean, there's nothing, you know, it's platonic. It's not anything more than that. It's just, he's just a good friend. I'm very concerned. I mean, he came up here after, you know, she passed away. And just to, you know, and I told him, I said, you need to come up and I won't ask questions. We'll just hang out. So, you know, and he's been up twice and he... You know, we were going to open a business together, and, I mean, it's not just that side of it. I'm just knowing him as a person. This is just out of the ordinary for him.
Again, you know? I get that there's struggle there. I don't think he's fallen off the planet or anything, but I get that he's having a trouble with balance in something, situation, life, work, emotions, relationship, and kind of shying back a little bit. You know, I think he will get a hold of you. I think he just needs to know that you're really there for him. If you have called his cell phone, though, even though you don't, not right to call work, you have called that, right?
I did, and I won't, I mean, I could email him, but I know that the people in his office, especially this one lady, opens all his emails, and I don't, you know what I mean? This is none of her business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm kind of
like...
Yeah,
but you would have to say anything, just, if you, especially if you haven't sent an email, hi, it's me, I have a question to ask you, give me a call when you get a chance. You know, make it about you, not about him. Because that will be read weird up on emails to people in her office, like, ooh, what's going on? But if you make it about you, just, hi, I have something to ask you or tell you about or talk to you about, it won't come across weird if you do decide to do an email. I don't know, Jethro, what are you getting?
I'm agreeing with Patty very much, and the guys are telling me that's part of what's happening for you. That's part of where things are really going into another level for you. And it's like, I feel like you two are going through this other part, and it's, I got to tease you, you're definitely not a Scorpio, because we're like, oh no, people know we exist.
I'm Taurus with a moon in Scorpio.
Oh my goodness,
Scorpio.
You little subtle one. So you're all sensual. We're up there just hammer. You're like, sensually go in and handle it all. Where I'm like, I'm headbutting them. I'm like, I don't care. Somebody knows I'm around. And they're telling
me,
Mary Ellen.
He calls me tenacious. He says that I'm tenacious.
I love it. And it's a cute tenacious. And it's like the guys are also saying that I feel it is time to kind of go with it. I feel that some of these other people should be addressed. You know, the fun thing about a little nosy Nelly is giving them just a tidbit and then seeing where they run, because you guys both know. The other thing is that it, I feel like there's another part of his life that's going to open up to you later, that's going to be more open. And I'm feeling a little bit of tears with you that's happening there. I feel like that's what they want, Mary Ellen. They want you to talk with him a little bit and go through it. It's why we're getting it. And I love you. I'm glad you tuned in. They're giving us that look again. It's getting to be, you know what,
that's
time.
That's fine. That's fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And our friend got back. I don't know what's going on, but someone's playing with the phone, and I'm telling Mom, but we got him back in. 315, you're on live. I apologize. We got a few minutes. Oh, my gosh, you have something going on there. Let the EP go. He will bite you.
Okay. Well, what does the spirit have to tell me tonight? How's that?
Great. And you have to give me your name, even though I know who you are, so I get permission to come in your house and take your furniture. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I told something else today, too. Annette.
Okay. Annette, okay. What do you feel the guides want to tell you? I feel they want you to go on a relationship. I feel they're telling me that there's something happening here, that you've had some things happen, and so you shut the door on your heart. They're showing me that because you had a melon head, you're putting up the whole salad bar as a bunch of goofball cantaloupe, and there isn't. There's some other things out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't run into that one yet. Matter of fact, you know about the you know.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the police are involved in that one, so, you know. Yeah,
and I feel like there's been another involvement about something with property, something about financial with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be really blunt, but it's like somehow the money or the investment's not going at the right way or something, and it's causing some awkwardness for you.
Well, right now it's like I tried to get a hold of a second realtor, and for some reason he's not getting back to me, and he called me like last week and was like, okay, we're going to get this all figured out, and I've called twice and no call back, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I mean, I really want this guy because he's a good realtor.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, Patty. What are the other guys telling her that the realtors?
I don't know. If there's not a reason he's getting back, I think there's a better realtor out there, honestly. I think they should have, unless there's a real emergency, oh, my mother or my wife is sick or this or that or something came up. I don't know.
Well,
I'm just real worldly today. Is that somebody you want to really work with on this? So give him a chance.
Yeah. But, well, see, I used to be a real estate agent, and he's normally right on things. And I tried to call a coworker, even, and I'm like, what happened with Bill? You know what I mean? It's just not like him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The guys are doing this, and part of it, there's something really going awkward with the energy. I'm having it with all of my technical stuff, and they told me because I have certain quotas on Facebook and the things, and I'm just bringing this up to you because I know that's how we become friends, but I'm also seeing for you that this is why me and Patty aren't getting, we know. I feel you're experiencing some of this over energy drive. It's causing things to do different stuff. The guides and doing it. And in my case, I know that I've got to sit back and reformulate my time. And I feel that's what they're telling you, Nanette. I feel that they're saying you're on the right thing of what you're doing physically with your places, but it's going to take a little more time, and they're deliberately calculating, and the guide's putting you into a position where you'll be forced into looking at.
Okay, look at what, hon?
Looking at it, like looking at what's going on. And,
okay.
and being able to adjust for you. There's also a lot of love. There's something going on with you right now that I feel that you're trying to do it grumpy, and they're saying a lot of honey's better than vinegar.
Yeah. Well, that person upset me the other night, and I went off the line.
Oh. No, not my beautician friend who will cut your hair from the rake to the hoe.
Yeah, I did. Trust me.
Love you. So. Got a hand there. Give us.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you. Tuning in to all of you guys and the energy together, definitely get a hold of us at psychicsgonewild.com. We thank you tonight. We pull a winner. I'm going to pull Eric Martinella, Illinois. You are the winner, and I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you go to psychicsgonewild.com. We have lots of fun and prizes. And remember how to find me and Patty. Patty, tell them where to get you at.
You can find me at pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com. Please like me on Facebook, friend me on Facebook, and also, and of course, on Psychics Gone Wild. Where can they find you, Jethro?
JethroSmith.net or, of course, PsychicsGoneWild.com. And remember, you guys, you have to follow me, but it's okay. I can only do a certain amount. Facebook made some goofy rule. This is how many friends you can have, so help you ever. So please just make sure and follow me, and I'll follow you back. It's fun to follow. We're still friends. We can't stop us. Friendship is eternal. Talk to you next soon.